We are holding daf test zayin number all following on top. Again, the holim and the cholim. The chesivis says, "Can the cholim notu chaganas ali nor cholim notu?"
The chesivis says in the pasuk in Bamidbar, "Can the cholim notu chaganas?" It's like rivers; they're notu planted like gardens. Ali nor near the rivers, kaholim notu. They're planted like a cholim, like a tent. Leimaloch man the cholim, just like rivers, water. Malames odim mituma litaira, you could be tovel in a river. Alpha holim, the same thing we go into an oil means the base of medrash. The place oil shelter we come to learn is malames odim mikav chayvla kavkus. It's coming to a base of medrash like it's mitaira, you brings you up from a kav chayvla to kavkus. The drashi a holim in the holim, kin a holim notri ka holim nota, means alpha holim means bote medrash. His oihel means a tent, and here it means a base of medrash is mal of the person mikav chayv lekavkus. Oholim rashi loshin netiyah, like the planting. My fellows them shenema vayita olei apadna. He planted the tent by apadna. Right? Hakir lamafreya layotz. The Mishnah said if you read Kriya Shema backwards, is layotz. Now halacha is brought down the means in the psukim themselves. Like Rashi brought down, you say b'sherech al mezuzah beisecho b'sherech. You say b'sherech al mezuzah beisecho. You're not yosef. You say the psukim backwards. But the actual pashas, we have three pashas Krishma. If you say one pasha before the other pasha, but the effort you would be yosef. Because in the Torah it says it each pasha, the pasha different places. So that's a tikkun chazal to put these three together. But the pashas themselves, if you say the psukim backwards, that's the din of the mishnah is lo yosef. Okay, the current of La Yotza means the Psukim, you're not Yotza. Rabami, Rabasi, Hevikoi, Katrin, they were there together, Katrin making it, beautify it. Leginana, Le Rebeloza. They're making the Chasna, they're beautifying the place to make the Chasna for Rebeloza. Strashi, Katrin, Leginana, means Koshrin, Le Chupa. They're making the Chupa, La Si Isha. Rebeloza was going to get married, they're making the Chupa for the Chasna. Le Rebeloza. Omalahu. Hey, so Rabami and Ravasi said to another, "Ad hochi v'hochiyes until the chuppah takes place, ezo v'yeshva milsul v'medrash. Achaparayin, go to the base medrash. Here a shir, here a loch in between. It's after they made the chuppah, they're waiting for the chasna. V'aisi v'yem l'chur. And I'll come back and tell you what I heard. Is ozal he went ashkechei l'tana. He went to the base medrash. Here the tana saying the ketani. Came into Rabbi Yechonim. One tana was saying in front of Rabbi Yechonim. Kora v'tor." He was learning Kriya Shema. V'toh, he made a mistake. He realized he skipped the posk, he skipped the word. V'eni yadei lechen toh, he's not sure exactly which posk or which word he skipped in Kriya Shema. It's like this. V'emtza perek, if he's in the middle of a perek, like in the middle of a hafta, someplace, he skipped the word, he doesn't know which word he skipped. Is yachsel rush. So pshita, you have to go back to the beginning of a hafta. Who was in, if you're in the middle of a hayim shemaya, and you realize you skipped the word, no, you forgot which one, you have to go back to the beginning of the parsha. Bein perik leperik, you know you finished the whole parsha. You're mesutik if you're holding by the second parsha v'yom shemoyah, or did you finish v'yom shemoyah? You're holding by the third parsha v'yomer. Is the after the perik rishon? Now something go back to the beginning of v'yom shemoyah. Like say you only finished with haftam, and you're holding by the beginning of the second parsha. Trashi yafter l'rosh. Going show you your day yashav a perik zetor. You know which parak you made a mistake. The dollar going to skip something. Avlen yodeya b'yeza mokim b'yto. You're not sure exactly which word or which pasuk you skipped. Is a lot of go back to the beginning of that parsha. Then perik leperik. She yodeya shagomra parsha. You know for sure you finished. You just got finished one parsha. V'tzorach lehafkel parsha acheres. And you're about, you should start another parsha. V'ven yodeya b'yeza him. You made a mistake. You're not sure which parsha you finished, which one you're starting. Is yavtel leperik rishon? That means lehefsik rishon. Go back to where the first one ended. V'hoyim shemoya, and that's where you should start from. He's nemon that you just got finished saying v'hafta, and you're up to v'hoyim shemoya. Ben ksiva l'ksiva. As you know, klo, you're holding by your chsavtom. You don't know if it's by the first parsha chsavtom or by the second parsha chsavtom. Is yavtel l'ksiva rishonah. Go back v'nasofet to the first ksiva and continue on from there. Shrashi ben ksiva l'ksiva. You know now you're up to chsavtam. You're not sure if you're by the first pasha chsavtam or you're by the second pasha chsavtam. You're not sure which pasha. Is the answer to the rishon? Always mean I'll stop to go back to the first one. Omalei Rabbi Yechonin said, "Loishonu ela shloi posach b'laman yibu." you did not start the third part or the pit the parsha of Laman Yibu Yemechim. Avo Posach Laman Yibu Yemechim. If somebody started already saying Laman Yibu Yemechim, is Sircha Nokit Biyosi. They can never mind for sure that's what you're holding. Like you just got finished saying Luchsavtam and you started Laman Yibu. Then you woke up, you weren't sure that last Luchsavtam was it from the first parsha and I skipped those second parsha, or did I say the second parsha Luchsavtam was from the second parsha? If you started Laman Yibu Yemechim, like Sircha means that's the normal way that comes out of your mouth. If you have rights in the mind, that's where you're holding. And Mistama, you just got finished saying the second Pasha, and everything is alright. It's Abu Postach, but Laman Yibu, you already started to say Laman Yibu Yemechim, Sircha Nokit. It's like it comes out of your mouth automatically. Sircha. The Yossi Vyosa. The Yossi. These were the halachas he heard in the Beis Hamikdash. The Yossi came back, an Osa of Omalu, he told over these halachas, Omalu, they told him back. We didn't come to this chasna just to hear these halachas. Dayenu, it was kedai that you went to the base of medrash to hear these halachas. Rashi b'am Rav Yechon l'tano, sirchen nokin, ein l'toyis mikan ademis v'yatsis. You shouldn't be afraid. You're gonna make mistakes mikan until emes v'yatsis. Vein tzarich lachter el liemis she'apasha shkur betiz. This Rashi has a new pshat. Once you start saying leman yibu yemechem. And Vayayim, the last Pasha, that's screwing everybody's pit. Everybody knows that Pasha very, very easily. So there's no stuff that you made mistakes then. You only start clear, maybe in Emes Amuni you're making mistakes, Emes V'yatzeh. But from Laman Yirbu till the end, shouldn't have any fakers. If you misupik, if you skip the word or not, you never for sure you did skip it. That's where Rashi learns. But Nalach, it's like I told before, we pass it just means, if you misupik, you said Uchsav Tomanat, and you start to say Laman Yirbu, so should you be mesutik, maybe you skip the whole second parsha? That no. Since you started Laman Yibu, a person doesn't start Laman Yibu unless you finish the second parsha. That's all. The Torah speaks out about Akira Shema v'Yedei Lehechen Tor Chayz LaRosh Hirish B'Tam Shen Yedei Mehechen Tor. It's only because you don't know which pasuk you skipped out, we say you have to go back to the beginning of the parsha. Avlim Ho Yedei Mehechen Tor. The person knows exactly where he skipped. Shedolak teva oy posik. You skip one teva or posik, and the sarach laster elam oisa posik vilech. He only goes back to the beginning of that posik. V'chein b'halul megillah. It's anything that you're saying. If you realize you skipped the word, you don't have to go back to the beginning of that pasha. Just go back to the beginning of that posik. Now, it's a shaila. What about you know klo? You skip just one word in the middle of the posik. Can you go back to that word and continue on, or do you have to go back to the beginning of that posik? So Mishabur brings down a machlokes achronim in there, and he's more or less machri. You should go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Is even though you know you skip laman yirbu, you skip the word yirbu, you have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk laman. You shouldn't start from that one word you skip. You always have to start over from the beginning of the pasuk, but not the parsha. Is that what we said here? You start from the beginning of the parsha because you don't know which pasuk. But if you know exactly which pasuk or which word, you just start over again from the beginning of that pasuk. Same thing in Halal and in Nikra Megillah. So that's the Mishnah. For umnin, people that are workers, say Samol Egan, here's the Hilchas worker. If you're working, you have to work the Amuna. And all your time is given over to the Balabos. So that the Mishnah, Kuri and Bereshila, they have a right to say Krishma even on top of the tree. That's where they're working. And Namal, if you work on top of the tree, when you want to daven, you come down and daven Namal. But a worker, he's Meshuba to work with Balabos, he can't take off. So he has a head to daven Shema even on top of the tree. Umnin Kurim Bereish Elon or Bereish Hanidbach on top of a wall made out of stone.
Nidbach. They were tomb when he was in the tree also in the song.
Kenzain. He also is Kriyash Mashalarvis or else. Umnin Kurim Bereish Elon or Bereish Hanidbach. Masha'ainam Mishurin Lassus came to Tvila. But comes to say Shimon Esrei, that you can't stay on top of the tree. Because you can't have so much kavona, you're afraid you're going to fall down. And tefillah needs a lot of kavona. You have to come down to that. Let's see Rashi. Umnin sheim asukim b'mlachtam. They're in the middle of working for Balabos, and their work is b'rosh ilan. They're chopping down trees. Oy b'rosh hanidbach on top of a binyan shel avodim. Next Rashi. V'giyah zman krishma. It comes to zman krishma. It's karen l'sham miyad. They're allowed to say krishma there. In the chiddushes, they don't have to come down off the tree. Nidbach as binyan shel avodim, a wall from stones. Come on, nidbachim dayevin golom. Masha'ena Mishra and Lachas came betfilas at Rashi, the Tzlusa, because coming to davening, Shimon Esrei, Rachmehi. That's Bakoshi asking from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Oh boy, Kavona. That you need more Kavona for Shimon Esrei than for Krishma. Hilkach ein mispalim barosh ilan. You can't daven on top of a tree. Or barosh hanidbach. Why? The mistafi, you're afraid, do manafi, maybe you're going to fall off. Then you cholim lamad shom. You can't stand there. You don't have too good balance. Elai deyachach. You have to hold on and be careful. Or machmes bisusa, because you're afraid, lemotzi mechavni. You can't have too much kavon. Therefore, krishma you're allowed to, but tefillah no. Suppose even though krishma is the raisa, but we said the ikka kavona you have to have is only the first pasuk Shema Yisrael. Plus that the kavona for Shema Yisrael, you always rogel the kach, it's an easy kavona. It's kavona, so mach Shema you're used to doing, it's very easy, that you can even do on top of the tree. But tefillah, like Rashi says, is rachnim, you have to ask, you're like betting, you're asking from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it takes more kavona. Plus, it's longer kavana. At least the whole first bracha you have to have kavana, and about the mitzvah you have to feel as if you're standing with Mei Hashem the whole time. So that's hard to have kavana on top of the tree.
Is this a head to take off time from the balabos?
No. What do you mean take off? You mean
the worker?
To daven, you mean right? Yeah. For davening, the matter, right? We'll soon see in the Gemara how much they're matter. Right. For davening, he has a head to. Choson, we have before this Mishnah. Choson potim bekriyishma laila rishon. It's a chosin, the night of the chasna, about his oisik, he's torah in the mitzvah of making the bia at night, and he's torah, he has the zohar's mind, he's part of the same krishma now. The yad moitsoi shabbos, at normally you got married Tuesday night, so for 4 nights you have the heter, ad moitsoi shabbos, in loyosom isik. If he didn't have the bia the first, second, third night, he's still part of the same krishma the first 4 nights. So the mishnah maisa, maisa b'ram gamliel, shenosa isha, when he got married at chasna, the Korah Laila Rishayna. But that night he still said Krishma. Yes, even though the Kuru is Potter, he still said Shema. Omrulay Pamida, the Pamida Marakasha, the Maratana Rabbeinu, you yourself taught us. Shechosim Potter the Krishma, a Chosim is Potter the same Krishma. Omrulahem, he answered back, Eni Shemei Lechem, I'm not going to listen to you. Levatel Heimeni Malchus Shmaim Afilu Shachas. I'm not going to Levatel not to say Krishma even Shachas. He held his Mechuyiv to do it, to say. The Taisa says, the Hezbe here, the Taisa Maisa Lingamliyum, the Taisa is Lav Maisa Listeru, he's not being safe to his own din and din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Chosn is Potter from Krishma. So how come he himself said Krishma? So Taisa is Nahal Kamashmalon. Lavabai Listeru, the Kamashmalon, in Godelhu, Obateach Ba'atzmoy, Sheyuchol is Chaving, Vuroy Elito as Hashem Horshus Biyodi. Come to tell you that Dagis. On the mala person has a tear down his mind, he has to realize he's not going to be able to daven say Krishna the way he is with these tears. So then you potter. But if you're a gavra rabba or gamliel, that's for you. Even when you have these tears, still you're able to makabel upon yourself, oh mach shreim the right way, then rishus biyodai. But then you don't have the pter oisik the mitzvah. Because even when you're being oisik in this mitzvah thinking about the biya, you can still have kavona. You are such a high madrega, you can have that kavona. Rashenka will see later on in Alocha, we held the Chosn is not part of the same Krishma. Because we're at the lowest Madrega. We're at a Madrega that even a whole year round we don't have too much Kavanah in the same Krishma. The male of a Chosn is going to pat himself the same Krishma, his Mastek Yura gets a big shot. As if to say the whole year you have a lot of Kavanah. And tonight you don't have so much Kavanah. So Lamai, so we held the Chosn is not part of the same Krishma. But even though he's Torah, it's not worse than the whole year you're Torah. And still we have a Chit to say Krishma. So Kitsa, there are Dargis here. There is that if you're at the Darga, that every time you have a lot of Kavanah. Just tonight you can't have that Kavanah, that's the place of the mitzvah you put up in the mitzvah. But if Gamliel was at such a high Madrega, at any time he could have Kavanah, he was Mechuyiv to. And by us, every time was the same type of a Kavanah. So we're also Mechuyiv to. So the Maratana Rabbon, for Umnin Kurvim Bereshila, a person that's working is allowed to say Krishma on top of the tree, or Bereshah Nidba on top of the wall. Or mispaulim when it comes to say tefillah shemun esrei for rosh hazayis of rosh hatayin is only lada davin if he's on an olive tree or a tain of fig tree. But these things have very large branches and it's easy to hold your balance there. Vashenkin shar kol ilonis and the other tree is yordin lamatu mispaulim. They have to come down and davin on the bottom. Trashu mispaulim rosh hazayis of rosh hatayna is man shayiskim behem is man that were doing work there of neishanofim rubin a lot of branches. They can stand there, keep their balance without doichik. They're not afraid they'll fall down. They have to daven on top. Other trees, they're afraid they'll fall down. They can't have kavon. But a balabas, he's not meshuvah to anybody. He could do what he wants. A balabas is benkach u benkach yurid lamato mispaulim.
In any case, he has a chiyuv to come down and to daven on the ground. Why? Lefi shein daitim yusheva salot.
His chita is not such good kavona on top of a tree,
even for kriyashma.
Just an umein, he's meshuba to do work. He's not allowed to stop working. So if you have a little kavona, you have to stay up there.
But a bala boss that has a choice to come down, he's mechuyev to come down. Trashi ben kach or ben kach leimer. Ben mitena, a figure from a day tree. The fig tree. Ben mishari lonis. Yeridum is palo. So ain't a mishubin the mloch. He's not mechuyev to do work. Now the bala boss, shubin shusatzmoy. So therefore, he has to come down and daven on the bottom. So if he's shein daitim, shevus alov, mibususoy. He's afraid. Anybody on top of a tree is afraid. Now, the yim hekilu eitzel peilim.
If they gave a heta by a worker, why? If they jitzel melocha, because they don't want to stop working, of lo hekilu eitzel balabai. They weren't made of a balabai. So about if a summer person, if you're on a tree, you shouldn't say krishma there. Because you can't have such good kavani. You're still afraid you fall down. Just a peil that has a chiyuv to work. And he's not allowed to be a battle in haste. When you're working, the pshat, you're getting paid for every hour. It's every hour you're meshubba to work.
So Chazal were not makel, he could take off from work, could they to come down to do, to say Krishma.
The Ma'is Lalach is brought down, the Mechara brings down, the Bizman is there, even an Umen is allowed to come down to do work. Because the Bizman is there, when you hire somebody, the Balabas usually is not mocked upon the poil, not to give him off a few minutes. So then the Balabas knows that he has to daven, now the Balabas is about his Moichel, to give him time off to daven like a mensch. For Mikir Adin, if he's not Moichel, the Chazal gave a new takana, you poil, have to stay up there, do your work, just to say Krishna where you are.
This guy can't have to go to while he's up
there, right? If a poil, I don't know. Mikir Adin, I don't know.
Also, what is
this? Right.
What's good about
it? Rashi says, because it has a lot of branches, it's easy to stay up there. Romile Rav Mori Bro Dabash Shmuel Larov. Because Rav Mori, or Mori was the daughter of Bas Shmuel, Larov, he has to Shaila Tanan. Says now, Mishnu Umnin Kurim Broish Elon of Broish Anidbuch. They're allowed to say Krishma on top of the tree. Alma Loivoy Kavana. Look, what's the pshat? How could they say Krishma there? Because you don't need Kavana by Krishma. Reminu Avakasha then. Hakurishma Sorach Shechavanath Levoy. You have to have kavanim and say Shema. We had machlekes before. Some say the whole first pasha, some say the first two psukim, but at least the first pasuk is Shema. Shenema Shema Yisrael. Olal Noeima Haskes to Shema Yisrael. Haskes like Hetzach Tzich and with kavana. You have to know what you're talking about. Is Ma'al Ahalayim b'Haskes, just like in Dvarim, it says Haskes, do it claw, know what you're talking about. Is Avkan by Shema Yisrael for Haskes? You have to do it with kavana. So how could there be a din and umen? It's a lot of say Bereisha Ilan. Ishtik, he kept quiet. Amalei, midish milecho, did you hear a terrace to this, bro? Amalei, hochi yamar ha-sheshes. This is the Rosheshes gave a terrace for this. Fuhu shebatla mimlachtam, the curve. Terrace says when he's up on the tree, it's not the pshat, he still has to have the sword in his hand and keep on soaring while he's saying Shema. When he's up there, he's allowed to stop from his work. So mainly, he could have kavanah up there. But for about, you only have to have kavanah in the first pasig, so it's shayach to have kavanah up there also. But any chlam is to do your work that you're not allowed to. For the more I got time, you got another brisa. They still loimrim oiskim b'mlachta on v'koyrin. They still hold you allowed to say krishma even while you're doing work. Hey, that was a chukah. The shamashita was in the morning dafka standing and at night dafka leaning down. And the shilu said no. Even oiskim b'mlachta, you can't have kavani. You do not come lachta on the kasha. On the perek rishon, have a perek sheni. It's the first perek. You're saying you can't do work. Because that's Shema Yisrael, you have to have Kavanah. That's the Beis Hillel says, you can say Shema even when you're working, that's Perek Shein. So Rashi says, Tinan Zatrashi, Umnin Karim Bresh Elon, Afilu Bizman Shein Asukin. Even while the Mamish working up there, Alma Leboi Kavanah, the Terrace was no Shema Vatim and Blastim occurring. Now, rather, they have a heter to stop doing work when they're saying Krishma. Kadeshi Ekurim Bechavanah, Rishoyin Levatim and Blastim. For that, you have Kavanah, you have a Rishus to stop doing work.
The game
of
being allowed to take Krishna on the tree is
something
that you don't waste time finding
up. Right. In the Masil Tishomer, it talks about Musa, how you have to be careful if you're a poil, you're working for somebody. It means on this Gemara, how careful a poil, a worker, has to be careful not to waste a second from working for the Balabas. Here it's a Shalach Chazal, we're not Matthew, to say Krishna, come down from the tree even. No, you got to stay up there and say Krishna up there. You're wasting time coming down and going up. The F-Shu, I mean, I say, Laloka, the Balabos, I have to have a good Balabos, you have to make sure he's Michael, all the breaks. Perek Rishon of Rashi, Parsha Shema, Boi Kavona. His Rashi learns it means the whole Parsha Shema means the Tov you have to offer, you need Kavona. So I saw it in the sand. What? Tov, right. So Rachid brought down also the whole first pass, you should have Kavona here. So who is a little theory, even though before we passed in the Ika Kavona was only the first Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, so the Mishnah of Mashma is a little chilek here. Here it's like it shouldn't be a bizoyan to Kriya Shema to look like it's a Masli. So it's not nice to do work while you're saying even the whole first parasha. It's even off Kavona will only equal the first Pasuk, but it's not nice to do work while you're saying the whole first parasha. So you lose that, like it's a bizoyan to Kriya Shema. There, even the whole first parasha, you shouldn't be doing work when you're saying it. But the second parasha, really, let it continue doing your work for the second parasha. Tana Rabbana, Mocha Braita. Ha'apoyalim, people that are working for a balabas, show you oisim malach etza balabayis, they were working, they were hired by a balabas, is current Kriya Shema, they have a right to take off the daf say Kriya Shema, or mevorchim lefanel liachreel, they could say birchas Kriya Shema also before and afterwards, the yoichel and pitzim, they have a right whenever they have the lunch break to take off to eat, or mevorchim, they can make a bracha lefanel liachreel, they have a head to take off time to make a moitzi, and to make up to bench, or mispalin tefillah shal shmon esrei, they could also take off time to daven shmon esrei. Avolein yor dim lefnei atevah, they want to go to shul and be the chazin, that no, such time to be a chazin, that you have no hefter for. The enoisin kapein, if he's a kohen, he has no hefter to take off time to duchin, that no, that they weren't matter. Rashi kohen eshma mevorach lefnei lachreo kitikuna, they have a right to say brichat krishma v'chein bizman tefillah, they have the right to stop and daven.
That takes too long. Want to be a shliach tziva? Your pal the chazon is there. That no.
Me'ain shmon esrei. But you could daven shmon esrei. But the more kasha v'tanya nachar brayta paket. Me'ain yudches.
They weren't even matter poil to say gan shmon esrei. It takes too long. You work. You stop working. So you only have a heter to say me'ain yudches.
That's the brachas havinenu, that Rashi main shmon esrei means havinenu. Ladas rechecha, what is havinenu? Shekher lo yudah le brachas for brachachas. We'll see later in the next parak, in the fourth parak, that amol der mati the daven is short davening. That means you say the first three brachas and the last three brachas that you have to say. Just the middle 11 brachas, they were kerlo one long brachas to make it short for you. The gimu rishon is gimu lachrein is kilchof and that you have to say. But here it says a pearl doesn't have right to daven the whole Shemon Esrei, only a short Shemon Esrei. It's the Rav Shesh is Lakasha, or Rav Gamliel, or Rav Yeshua. It's Rav Yeshua sheet that holds that every day you're allowed to daven have a nenu if you want. That's the Machlokes later. So Drashi, or Rav Gamliel, or Rav Yeshua. That not the Perakil of HaShachar, Rav Gamliel, his sheet is, V'chol yoyim v'yoyim mispal lodim yudches brochis. That's Rav Gamliel holds. Rav Yeshua, I'm a name, ain't yudches. Rav Yeshua holds every day you could daven mi'ein yudches. The other that says the poel should say mi'ein yudches avineinom, that's according to Rav Yeshua. For at the Gemara, he Rav Yeshua, if this prize goes according to Rav Yeshua, my iri poelim, what's the chiddush? Because he's a worker, he could say mi'ein yudches, afilu kol adam nami. According to Rav Yeshua, every person has a right to daven avineinom every day. Elo the pshaf in this prize is idi bidi Rav Gamliel. No. This price that goes lalocha that we daven Shemon Esrei every day, and a regular person has to daven b'davka the whole Shemon Esrei. Ayat the stira is the prayer allowed to daven the whole Shemon Esrei, or can he only daven havinenu the short lekasha? Can v'oisin b'skoron? Can v'yoisin b'sudosim? Depends what deal, how hard you're working. One prayer is working b'sudosim means just to get his food. The man doesn't have to work so much for the balabas. All the balabas pays him is his food. That's all. A staying food is what you call staying boarding stand, you get boarding food, that's all. But I'm not going to pay you anything else. So then you don't have to work so hard. Then you have a right to take off to stay the whole Shemoneh Esrei. But if I'm paying you, when you're working for me, then you don't have a right to be a battle and to take off time to dive in the whole Shemoneh Esrei. You have to stay a short Shemoneh Esrei. Trashy oysen bischoron, shim reitlin tchapul oson, levad sudoson, achutz the balabos gives you a food. He also pays you. Then tzrichim amar hamalocha, you have to do good work first. Or mispala mein yudches, you have to get back to work first, and only mein yudches you can daven. Avaloysin v'sadosin v'shvil ha'achilu levada. If you're only working to get your food, then mispala mein yudches. But the more about Tanya, Rashi has been chusa. This is like a riot. What we're saying that there's chilek between the poyel to get paid or just get food. But Tanya poyelim shoyoysin malocha it's a balabai. A pearl that was hired working for Balabas, Kervin Krishma, is right to that, say Krishma, O Mispalim, the Yoichlan Piton, and he's allowed to eat, other the Ain the Vorchen of Fanehel. The Mamish patted you, you don't have to make a mitzi. It takes too long to make a mitzi even. You don't have to stop your work to make a mitzi even. Aber Mavorchen Achreel Stein, but comes to benching, also a Chiddush. You can't bench all three brachas, only two brachas. That's all. So it's Taisa, it's right in the Chiddush here. Ketzad, how do you bench this poem? Is bracha Rishayna Kitakuna. As Birchas Hazon, he says the whole thing the way he's supposed to. Noshniya, when he starts the second one, Poseach the Birchas Oritz, the Koyal and Boini Rishlaim the Birchas Oritz. He's Koyal is all the Yon with the rest of the benching in one bracha. But it doesn't say three brachas, only two brachas. So at the Bryce of the Med of a Murim Lindley has such strict halach is the Yaisim is Choron. A Poyal that's working is getting paid for his work. Then he can't be a batman, he can't take off time to make a mitzi, and he can't bench normal. Avalois in the Suda, the Sudasim, a pearl that's only working to get food, or Ishahoya Balabayat Mesa Vimoyan, or else the Balabos is sitting with them, and then the time the Svarah the Balabos is Moichel, he lets you bench, then the Vorcha Tikuda. Then you have to bench Namal and make Vorcha Namal. So I hope one of you see there's a chilek upon a pearl, whether you're working to get paid, or whether you're just working for your food. Shashi Batanya Ben Yehusa, the Yeshchilik Ben Oysim Beschon, the Oysim Besadosh. The aim of Orchim Lefuneh, you don't have a right to make Hamoitzi, Shashenim in a Torah. Hey, the Bruch has Hanenim is only with Rabbonim. Av Mavorchim Yachreel Shim in a Torah. The Yechziv Yochat of the Savot of Rachta, so since benching is with Raisa, you have a Chiv to bench. The Koilin, Shnei Bruches, Fa'achas, Shebirchus Oritz, Obinyin Yerushalayim Doimus. The man is Doimel Adodi, those two Bruches, so you can put it together in one bruch. Now, Tzitz says, Lebarim Tzitzis, the Chaisim of Birchis Oretz, the Chaisis, Ah, Fagav Dim Diraisa, and even though Midiraisa, you have to say three bruches, how could Rabbanan tell a poil now, you don't have to bench, only say two bruches. By saying two bruches, of course, you're not Yotzi, Mitzvah Diraisa. So Tzitz still, Yesh Koyach, Biyad Chachomim, La'aka, Dovim, and Atoira. Hurlu, true, then, Bimlechus Balabayim. The Chomim went so far, and when Ma'ake said, you don't have to do the mitzvah deraisa. With deraisa, you have to bench and say three brachas. The Rabbanan said, no, you don't have to say three brachas, not to say two brachas. Why? Because you're Torah, you're working for Balabos, and it's not nice to stop working. Not because they can't say when it comes to face the Shita. But Lalacha, the Magen Avraham, says not like so. He says, Avada, to deraisa, you would be allowed to be yotza. For a territory like Rashi says, that with deraisa, there's no real chiyuv to say three different brachas. There's an inyan to say three different inyanim. You have to say Birchas Hazon, then you'll say Birchas Oretz, and Binyan Yerushalayim. So Rashi says these two brachas are Doimis Ladodi. Eshe Birchas Oretz, or Binyan Yerushalayim, Doimis Ladodi. So even if you put it together in one bracha, you're Yoyt Yechi Midirais also. Because Midirais, you just have to mention these three in Yonim. Ladaf, you have to have three separate brachas. As according to Taisa Shita, Birchas Hamazon, the three brachas, that's Midirais. And you can't be curled the last two brachas in one bracha, you're not Mekayim Dechi Midirais. The Magen Avraham says, Allah though, the Yumdim are also Mekayim Lechiv Midiraisa. That we have three separate brachas is only Midirabon. Rakol Ponam Akkadei Kach Chazal went. But we said, Allah in the Mechara brings down that the Bizman is there, that a Pearl Avadi is supposed to make all brachas, and he has to bench, for Sam Balabos is Moichel. I know, but Louis Tzir have a real strict Balabos, he's not Moichel at all, because then you'll have this din of the Gemara. Right. Chosin Potter Mikrishma. The Mishnah says, Chosin is Potter, and we have before, because I see the mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. Tana Rabbor, the same thing we had before, we'll have again now. The Shif Tuchab is Eisecha. The Pasuk says, when you're sitting in your house, you're supposed to say Kriyishma. Tadiyah, properly Eisek a mitzvah. And when you're Eisek doing a mitzvah, that's not called your Shif Tuchab, you're sitting for yourself. You're doing a mitzvah, you're potem saying and doing other mitzvahs Kriyishma. Well, the next Tuchab, but there, the next Pasuk says, when you say Kriyishma, when you're walking, taking a stroll, is Prat Lechosin. A Chosin is potem. Mikan Omru, Hakonis is a Psula, somebody's marrying a Psula. Mikan Omru, Hakonis is a Psula, if you marry a Psula, is Potter. Vashenke, Vias Hamon, if you marry an Isha that's a Bula ready, then Chay. And we spoke out that there's two types of Turim of Isaac and Mitzvah. Where your mom is doing a Maisa Mitzvah, like shaking the Lulav. So that's the first Turim. You don't have to do other Mitzvahs, I'm doing a Maisa Mitzvah. Vashenkim, when a chosin, the whole night he's not really doing an actual mitzvah. He's just getting married. He's not doing the mitzvah though. The mitzvah that he's talking about is the bi at night. that if she's a psula, where he's worried about breaking the psula, he'll become a kushifchum. So
that's called his Torah b'mitzvah. And therefore he has a potel. We do not tell him to stop thinking about that and do the mitzvah krishma, but rather he has a right to continue thinking since he's thinking about doing the mitzvah. Mashenka and by an amona, there is no shalom breaking the psulim. She's an amona, she's a bull already. Therefore he's not Torah tier to the mitzvah. Therefore he has no ptur of oisib the mitzvah. Therefore by amona, the loch is, you have a chiyuv to say krishma. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side. Wait till the end, then turn over.